That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does, it will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
Don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
That will even the score.
When love is gone, and the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Does you wrong.
And you're left alone to pay. The price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive. Don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more. When it does,
and when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find,
and you'll find,
you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel,
that
strong roll around once more. When it does,
when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more. When it does,
when
it will even up the score. Don't be weak,
don't be weak.
As they sow,
and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers. It is the first, no, it's the second Saturday in March, the 8th. And we're here coming to you live, and it's a, oh, it's a frosty morning here. We got a little bit of snow and a little fog this morning, but it's clearing up, and a lot of that frost on the windshield this morning, but that's good. It's that time of the year, at least for another week or two. So we say good morning and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers, and good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
And good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
And got a text from John. He's trying to beat the old crud, so he's going to try to get a little extra sleep this morning, so we'll definitely have to keep John in our prayers, and we ask you to keep him in your prayers as well as he's fighting this head cold, and we'll do that very thing. Jason, would you open us up in prayer?
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we ask, Father, that you continue to guide us and direct us in the paths of righteousness and lead us. And oh Father, we pray for the remnant across this country, and we lift them up to you, Father, and pray for your guidance upon them, to be down upon them, and that you just direct them in the direction they're to go and what they're to do and the decisions that they make. And we just pray for wisdom, knowledge, understanding. Oh Father, we do come before you and lift up John to you and just ask, Father,
yes,
that you heal him, that you grant him a rapid recovery of this affliction that's come upon him, and we're grateful for that, because we know that when we call upon you to do that, that you're faithful. Well, Father, we just ask, Father, for your blessing upon the show today. Ask that you let it be a blessing to the saints, and let it be a blow to Satan and his kingdom. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We'll have the phone lines open a little early today, just in case somebody wants to call in and has a comment. I wanted to start out reminding everybody that two things. One, today, this evening, everybody's going to lose something. everybody's going to lose. You know, there's my dad used to say, and it's funny because we'll the little children, we have to remind them of that, but they'll say it sometimes, you know. Somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose. But today everybody loses something. And Kyle reminded me of that this week. And that's that everybody loses an hour of sleep tonight. Because we step into daylight savings time.
Well, and I guess that really depends on what region you live in also.
Does Arizona still not do that?
Arizona still don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so our Arizona people get to... They get a bye.
I guess they win.
That's right. They win. It's like a bye week for them.
They win this time. Next time, they don't get an extra hour of sleep.
Though. That's right. So just remember to, you know, it's spring forward time. Move your clocks forward an hour tonight. That way you'll be on time for church tomorrow instead of dragging in an hour late. So that'd be nice. Make sure we make that. And we will invite you to church tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain. 11 a.m. Central and noon on the East Coast. Come to our website, scripturesforamerica.org, and tune in there. Click on the live video stream and join us for church tomorrow. And I don't think you'd be disappointed if you do that. And then the other thing is that on the 18th and 19th are the year-ending 91st days for the solar year of 2013. That ends the solar year of 2013. And then, of course, on March 20th is the spring equinox, and that starts the solar year of 2014. And that's just kind of how the solar year and the calendar year that we have printed on our desk calendars and on our wall calendars, how they tie in together. And so, if at all possible, we encourage you to take the 18th and 19th as the soldier Sabbath. Read and pray the 91st Psalms those days, at the very minimum, and then realize that the solar year 2014 starts on the spring equinox, which is March 20th. And you know, we don't get into, well, it's over in this time zone, it's 11:57, and over here it's, you know, 1:57. No, it starts on the 20th. So the 20th, that's day one of the new year, and that's the month of Abib if you read about it in the Bible. And so that's where it starts. And then, of course, 14 days later is Passover, and that's on April 2nd. And more than likely, we'll have a little something at the church on April 2nd on Passover. It's a Wednesday evening in April. And we'll be sharing more details with you as we get all those worked out and times and whatnot. But move your clocks forward an hour tonight when you go to sleep, and then remember the 18th and 19th are some 91st days, if you can take those. And if you have any questions or comments on those, we do have on our website the 91st days for 2014, and we also have a 91st days packet, which is the writings that the pastor did on it, going back to at least 2001. With research being done before then, but we'd be glad to send that to you. It kind of goes through the scriptures, talks about the appointed times in the Bible story, and ties those into these 91st days, these Sabbaths between the seasons. So we have that available if you'd like to have that. Time for some coffee.
Yeah, coffee's good this morning. But yeah, the New Year's, the biblical New Year, doesn't get celebrated like the New Year's we as man have made up, you know, where most people take the day off of work and sit at home. Actually, they take a couple of days off, but sit at home and watch football, or the night before they get, they down a few. I mean, but really, when if you're a Christian and you're a godly man, or trying to be a godly man, this is really what you should celebrate, the New Year's, you know, just like they did way back when, you know what I mean? And what a perfect opportunity we have here, because we don't have to go to some boss and say, I'm going to request this day off, or maybe just call in sick that day, or however it would work, you know. We have kind of an advantage there. I didn't always have that advantage.
I didn't either.
And it sure is nice to be able to take those days and remember. Remember the days of old, and remember the days, you know. What a great time to make a true resolution of how you're going to, you know, spring's here. Spring's coming.
Right.
I mean, things are going to grow. Things new, you know. We're going to have calves coming out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, and it's just, it's a good time of the year. You know, winter's basically going to be winding down, and you know, from what I can tell, people across this land are, well, they're ready for that to happen.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I'm ready for springtime, that's for sure. We've had a good, you know, not an overbearing winter, but we've had a solid winter. We sure have. We've had cold weather. We've had the snow. And, you know, that you like to have that in its season, as opposed to a really dry winter or a mild winter where it doesn't get rid of the bugs and that type thing. And I think just about everybody across this nation could say they've had a pretty solid winter this year.
I think so.
I saw a news report on the Great Lakes, you know, and I know we have several of families in our congregation, the extended congregation that live up and around the Great Lakes areas. I talked to Paul a couple of weeks ago, and boy, he talked about those lake effect snow and all that you get. But I guess they're nearing an all-time record, the Great Lakes. I saw a thing last week where they're about 90% covered in ice, and they haven't seen that since like 1979, and the reports are the 40-year. You know, every 40 years they peak out at about 51%. So maybe they're setting some new peaks,
yeah.
Setting some new averages. But they've sure had, had some winter time. And I know I talked with Doug kind of heads up the solutions program, and he's talked about having to, you know, go buy more wood and do that because they've had these record-setting days of a length of time, you know, below 20 degrees and that type thing. And it is. It's to me, it's good to see that it's
well, we're talking about things of God, you know, not things of man. I mean, like, our mountains out here are doing real well as far as snow depth and stuff, which is, in the spring, late spring, it's going to help us because the rivers are going to overflow, which means the hay's going to get more water and the hay's going to grow and our cows are going to have more feed. I mean, we're talking about things that, you know, there's a reason for, a purpose for. We don't always see it, you know, when we're walking through the slush and the mush and the, or slipping on a piece of ice in the grocery parking lot. You know, we don't always see the purpose of all this stuff, but there's a purpose.
Yeah. Jason, you guys have even had kind of a above average winter down there in Colorado, haven't you?
Well, no, not really. If you look at it as a whole, it's been colder than it has the last couple years. But even as far as snowpack, it's you know about average over the last 10 years. We had some colder days. We got some more snow than we did last year and maybe the year before, but. You know, we had a lot of the winter that the ground was bare too. You know, it used to be that you'd get snow in the fall, beginning of winter, and it stayed on the ground all winter long. And you know, we haven't had that. And what's been interesting is these temperature inversions that we had this year. We'd go from -20, to 55 degrees the next day.
Yes.
And then you'd go back down to zero. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this week, we were in the, you know, it got down to 25, and the next day it was 70. And, you know, then the day after that, it's down into 30, and the next day it's snowing like crazy, and then it's raining like crazy, and it warms up. It's just bizarre.
You should throw some of that 70-degree weather up here.
What's that?
I said, why don't you throw some of that 70-degree weather up here?
I know exactly what you mean, though, Jason. We've sure seen it here. We were, we've had our teens, and then on, Thursday
then
afternoon?
40s, yeah. We were almost 40, 50.
48
yeah.
Here. I think they did hit 50 in town. And, And that was sure beautiful. I know last Sunday we got up here, and it was about 32, 34 degrees here in Laramie. And it sounds funny, but it was quite pleasant. No wind. The sun was shining. It was blue skies. And, you know, 34 is pleasant compared to 12. And so, you know, we got up, loaded up in the van. We could take the van and not have to take all the four-wheel drives. And but when we hit the Colorado state line, about a mile in, the temperature went from, it had dropped to 24 up the edge of the mountains, but it dropped to 4 just within 2 miles. And, you know, I really didn't think about that. But, you know, Jason, I think that's just what you're talking about, those inversions that you, you know, boy, that was a cold pocket through the mountains. And it was cold in LaPorte and Fort Collins last Sunday. But then it warmed up down there. But when we came back through the mountains, it was still 6 degrees.
Yeah, that's just what's been real strange about it. I mean, and I've noticed that over the last couple of years, we've had, you know, they've gotten more drastic. There was, you know, last year, you know, it'd go from, you know, 30 below to 50, 60 above in a 24-hour period. I mean, you're talking close to, you know, a 100-degree difference in 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's huge. You know, and that's what's been hard on animals. You know, it's hard on everybody, especially when you got animals outside.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It seems like I remember seeing, they've talked about things like that in the summertime as well, especially maybe further south and further west, that, you know, they'd be expecting these mild temperatures and, you know, in the 80s. And
yeah.
It'd peak out 105, 107 just unexpectedly, mm-hmm. You know, and... yeah, big changes. Well, folks, we'll open the phone lines up, 307-745-5913, if you want to call in this Saturday morning to Coffee with the Wranglers. And
yeah, it was interesting. I think this whole Russian thing, one thing that people didn't expect to see out of it is they didn't expect Russia to cut off all the ammunition supplies to the United States. It's been interesting because if you look around, that's been one of the things that... you know, you have been able to find, it's starting to come readily available, but one thing that's been on the shelf, I know that I've seen quite a bit of lately, was the, you know, the Tula or the Wolf or the
yes.
Vempner or the SKM, you know, different ammo that is manufactured in Russia. Well, Russia halted the import of all of ammunition, all firearms, going to the United States, which, you know, was, I mean, we could really see that coming, but, you know, it is what people don't realize is a lot of the ammo that they've been buying was Russian, and it was available because we could get it from Russia easier than we can get it from some of these manufacturers over here in the United States. But they just did that over the last, I think they did that last week, so... it'll be interesting to see how that affects this this already crazy industry.
Yes.
See what comes out of that.
Yeah, I thought it's interesting. I certainly no international scholar, but I thought it was interesting how, you know, we here in the United States can, you know, well, we have to invade Grenada back in the early 80s because they had some problems. You know, some turmoil. And, you know, Iran and Iraq and Afghanistan. And, you know, we just, if we feel there's issues as a country, well, by golly, we just go in and take care of them. You know, and might makes right. And, you know, the greatest military force in the world. And those are always the attitude that we've had. You know, I mean, take it further back to Vietnam and to Korea. But even more current, just in our lifetimes, you know, in Grenada and
Iraq.
You know, and then we base most of our economy on this war machine, this, you know, war manufacturing that we've, and this perpetual war that we've been in since 2001. But then when another nation does it, Russia, even skinny high yellow in the White House bows up a little bit.
And
so is it just me, or is it just more of the hypocrisy that this nation puts out all over the world? You know, is it jealousy?
There's only room for one bully on this planet. Don't you know that?
Is that what it is? and I don't know. We've got a caller here. We'll get right to you in the second caller. And again, I don't know all the details. I know that, I think that the turmoil came up, and Jason, you might know more about this, but because I think the government was looking to jump into the European Union. I know that was tying into it in some ways. Russia just has stepped in for whatever reason. Maybe they want the oil there. Maybe, I don't know, you know. But that's why we went to the Middle East, you know. Our soldiers today will tell you, well, you know, we stand up and we defend your freedom. No, you don't. You work for the Bush oil cartel, and you work for the Obama and the Cheney oil cartel, and they're in bed with each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you do what the master says do. And if the master says go kill these people, you go kill them. If the master says, you know, go to whatever city in the U.S. and kill them, you'll do that. Yeah. You did it before, right there in Washington, D.C., and they'll do it again. And it's, you know, it's not for our freedoms that these wars have been fought. Not since the 1770s.
That's true. So, Jason, we'll get to the caller here in a second, but Jason, are they stopping that because of our opposition of what they're doing over there in Grenada or wherever?
Yeah. Well, yep. Where is it?
So then it's playing right into our liberal leaders' hand. I mean, it's like, hey, you know, maybe we should oppose it more, and they'll stop it more, and then we'll, you know.
Yeah, they're given several reasons. I mean, several reasons that are they've had runs on ammunition over there, is one thing too, because people are sensing that there might be turmoil, so they're buying it up like crazy, and starting to stockpile it. And second of all was, and I think that, you know. You never know all the reasons, but I think that the behind the scenes reasoning is they're like they don't the opposition, because it happened right after the opposition of between Obama and Putin.
Let's take this caller. Hey, good morning, caller. Thanks for holding, and welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, this is Tom in Montana. How are you men today?
We're doing good, Tom. Let me pour you a cup. We got a fresh pot here.
Oh, thank you, man.
That sounds good.
Oh, it does. How are things in Montana?
We're thawing out up here. We've had a big runoff. We're going to have the first of the one many runoffs we're going to have up here. But washed out a few roads, but that happens every spring.
Yeah, I had some friends stop by the house last night, and they had called the Red Cross out to I can't remember, some little town up north of us that had flooded out. I want to say the Bighorn River, is that right? But it had risen 8 feet in 24 hours and had some massive runoff, evacuated half the town.
There's no towns around here much to speak of, but with the gravel roads that I travel on, I travel 12 miles feeding cattle, and that made for some interesting washouts getting from here to there and getting a load of hay out to everything, you know.
Sure.
But it was kind of fun. It's just a land of extremes, and God's glory shines through what he can do with his weather.
Amen.
Amen.
And you were speaking about Russia, and what I find interesting is our President Urkel against Putin, and here's a nation that has absolutely no debt whatsoever, Russia, and our president, the biggest debtor in the world, is going to put economic sanctions on Putin and Russia. I just had to laugh at that.
I agree.
Yeah.
How effective is that?
Well, yeah, and isn't it interesting? How times have changed in my lifetime, in my adult lifetime. You know, from the Cold War. You know, that was up in, you know, the '60s, the '70s, the '80s, to where, you know, even leading up to this last Olympics. It's the Russians that are saying, listen here, you queer homosexual perverts. Okay, we won't shoot you when you come into the country, but you better not advertise. You're not going to be recruiting over here. And that's about what they backed off to for the Olympics. You know, they said, we're not going to persecute you, but it's still illegal here in Russia, and you're not going to be flaunting it.
And they will be blessed for it.
And aren't they? Aren't they? You know, here the Russia is, you know, and if that's not a slap in the face to what used to be Christian America, I don't know what is.
No. I just got a kick out of that. The biggest debtor nation is going to impose economic sanctions on one that doesn't owe a dime to nobody.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you go. You men have a good day, and thanks for being on the radio.
All right, Tom. Thank you.
Yep.
307-745-5913. Yeah, we see where the economic sanctions are. You know, Jason, the more I think about that, I had not realized that Russia had stopped the importing of guns and ammo from there, but that has been huge. Got to go to a gun show last weekend, and I'd have to say most of the ammo I saw there, if it wasn't in 25-year-old boxes from here, was Russian. But the prices sure weren't. You know, the prices were up.
Hmm. Oh yeah, and that's what they got going on here. I mean, you got prices. It's starting to come available, but the prices are still extremely high because it's usually, you know, the people that are getting it and are selling it are people that are buying it at Walmart, turn around, taking it to the gun shows, doubling their money at the gun shows, or people that are ordering it from these online places. You know, and they're getting bricks of 22 for $25 to $35, and then they're doubling their money, brings it up to 70, you know,
yes.
$70, and you know, it's just, I mean, prices are high because people are trying to make more money on it because it's something that if they have it, they can sell it. You know, it's not a matter of you know, if you're going to be able to sell it, it's just a matter of when and, you know, how fast you're going to get your money. But it is becoming available. But now that this happens, I mean, it's gonna affect the market on it. You know, I'm not that fond of Russian ammo to be. You know, really. Anyways, the thing is about the thing that I don't like about their 223 and their 308 and their larger rifle rounds is it's dirty. You really notice a big difference, especially if you're going after accuracy, especially a lot of the newer stuff. They seal up those primer pockets with, you know, clear, like almost an acrylic on a lot of them. And, you know, they really make, especially if you're trying to run them down a gas gun, they really can make a mess out of them. So I've never been that fond of it. Powder's dirty on it. It ain't real clean shooting, but it's one of the things that it's always been cheap, and people have shot a lot of it.
Right.
You know, there used to be the 308 stuff that they used to come out of Russia was fantastic. I mean, it was clean, it was accurate, it was great stuff, but you couldn't touch the price on it. I mean, you're talking, I remember when we were getting it for, you know, under $100 for a case, 1,000 rounds, and, you know, that was fantastic. You couldn't touch anything else for that kind of money. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
It is. I ran into a friend in town yesterday, and they made mention that, you know, yeah, if we make it to spring because this Russian thing, and they were truly concerned. I mean, like, you know, we might go to war over this. And I haven't been, I sure haven't sensed anything that, you know, that drastic, but who knows with this administration, you know? Hey, let's send some warships over there. And so, I don't know. But internationally, it's...
When you were growing up, though, you always knew in your mind, hey, we might go to war with Russia.
Oh,
I mean, that was...
Well, yeah, because...
From the time you could think about war...
Even the generation before us, that's all that was drilled in their head. You know, how many times do we hear the, you know, oh, the Cold War and the... The the nuclear tests, you know, the bomb drills, you know, get out and put your head under your desk and that type thing. And then they kind of shifted to, you know, earthquake drills and, mm-hmm. and that type thing. But I can remember in elementary school, little doing that, you know, get out and get under your desk. It was like a drill you did.
Yeah.
And
there was biblical references to go to.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely. And many, many books written, you know, along those lines, the Red mm-hmm. and the Gog and the Magog and, you know, so who knows? You know, we've got that on one side, and of course, right next to them is the Chinese, and you know, the
yeah, which they were always thrown in there too. You know, as red communists, and where are they going to get a 100 million man army? Well, China. I mean, that was just whether it was literal or spiritual. I mean, that was where
right.
those thoughts came from. You yes. know,
so
yep,
we'll see. We'll see. Jason, have you heard any on China dumping the dollar, trading internationally? I've saw some stuff a couple weeks ago.
I've heard bits and pieces about it, but nothing really concrete. And you know, the thing is I've been hearing that for years.
Yeah.
You know, you'll hear. It seems like for the last couple of several years, you even hear about it, a couple stories about it at least once a year. I don't know. We'll just see.
Yeah. Yeah, it, you know, they continue to grow.
You know, the thing is that you got to realize, too, is that when we've been talking about the Russia thing, the China deal, you know, what you hear over here and what is actually going on over there, so much of the time is completely two different things. You know, Russia, we talk about, oh, this could be going on or could be caused by this or that. But truth is, you know, we don't have any idea what's going on over there, and it could be something completely that that completely unrelated to what they're saying.
Probably is.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, you look at, you know, what we've done and you know, how we've went into, you know, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, I mean, all these different places, and you look at, you know, people over here, their view on why we did it, and you look at people in other countries' view on why we did it, and I mean, they're completely 180 degrees different.
Yes.
You know, and why do we think that it, you know, it's not going to be the same way that, oh, we're getting it? And that, you know, that's one thing that's interesting is people over here, they really think that they're getting the real news. I mean, you know, as far as when they turn on CNN or Fox or, I mean, they think all, you know, it's almost become a religion too, because it's like they have it made up in their mind that they're getting the best news you can get in the world when they turn that television on.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. Well, there's the phone line again. Let's go to that. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning, Wranglers. This is Guy down in Arizona.
Good morning, Guy in Arizona, who won't lose an hour's sleep tonight because you're not stepping into daylight saving time. So, how you doing, Guy?
Yeah. I'm doing pretty good. Putting some half and half in my coffee. how you guys doing? Sound great.
We're good.
Yeah, doing well.
Hey, I was just going to say something here about old Putin. He's a ring knocker, just like George Bush and just like the rest of the jokers up there. And I really do believe that what we're seeing happen is softening up the world to the opinion of Russia because of American efforts and stuff, Western efforts. We made Russia out to be a bandit. Now President Bozo is turning this turn. He's coming out to be the bandit, you know. And Putin's just this wonderful guy. He's manly. You hear all this stuff about this man. And he's a puppet like everybody else, but I think that one of the things they're doing is getting the world softened up to Russia so that, because Obama is going to come out to be a Muslim, Putin and his country are going to be Christian because Putin wears a cross and such as that, and all this stuff is part of the a dialectic, and that's my opinion. I really believe that all this stuff is a sideshow to get the sheep corralled and separate the goats from the dumb sheep. The objective is the sheep. And the other thing is that about this ammo from foreign countries, in Southeast Asia, there was a couple of different projects that took place where the Americans were accidentally leaving contaminated guns and ammunition along with whatever else that the NVA or some Viet Cong might grab a hold of and then pass out the ammunition, and every other box or something would have an explosive device. So they terrorize these people with this mechanism of deceit. And one other thing I was thinking is that the way the temperature is being affected, this cloud seeding they're doing is a toll messing things up real bad. And there's supposedly aluminum and beryllium in the stuff. So when it comes down in the snow, that helps it melt real quick, I think. And then the saturates the ground, because the objective with that chemical compound is to get it into the roots of trees and plants so that green life will come to its end. Do you know what I'm saying there, fellas?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it's
interesting.
Go ahead,
Jim. I just don't know. No, I mean, we'll see, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I remember the pastor talking years ago, you have creators of civilization, and that's what our people have always been. They've been creators. They've been builders. And then you have destroyers. And, Guy, I think that's what you're describing, is that they are, there are destroyers out there that do the will of their father, the devil. They steal, kill, and destroy in every aspect of their life. That's what they do. And they can't help it. It's genetic. As men,
no, you're right.
Light,
I wanted
that.
To tell you this deal. I prayed for you. I had y'all pray for me the other night. I got called out to go give a consult on a job somebody did for this guy, and as a welding inspector. And I looked at this stuff, and I was embarrassed. Terrible, terrible work. 17-foot of pipe, high pressure stuff. And so anyway, I just wanted everybody to just, let's get it resolved and get on with the job. And this woman comes out the next day, and she's wearing stilettos, spandex pants, a leopard skin outfit around her ankles and on her shoulders and such. And she had cash. And she was just, it was bizarre to watch. And these two sad sack fellas that came with her just stood there and hung their heads as she yapped at this guy who spends an enormous amount of money, and these people were supposed to do this job, and they blew it. And he just wants them to take responsibility for it. But anyway, we talk about women running things. There was a fine example of things going bad. I'm going to get off the phone and let somebody else call. It's real good here for you. God bless you.
All right, Guy. Thank you. Have a great day. He did make a good point. It is a sad when, because things are out of order, and that's one of the things is that, yeah, there's women running things. Arizona is a good example with a female governor, and that just vetoes.
Yeah,
what, well, the people vote for.
To tie in a little bit what Jason said about we don't have a clue what they're telling us is true or not true. Probably, if you look at what's happened in the past, it's not true, you know. And so, you know, you take what Guy says, you know, about the deception. You know, we're not to be deceived. And, you know, if we sit in front of our televisions or radios and we listen to the news and we believe the news, we're letting ourselves be deceived. That's a sin, because you're breaking a commandment of God to not be deceived. You know, but, you know, so you think, well, what are you going to do then? Never, you know, no, what you got to have is the Word of God implanted in you. in your mind, in your heart. You've got to have the Bible. You know, why did we grow up? You know, we said a few weeks ago, you know, when we were talking about the homosexual issue in the Olympics, you know, we said a few, yeah, we just can't really trust the rest. Why is that? Because biblical truths somewhat have been implanted in us. And that's where we have to always go back to, because everybody, I mean, the weird thing about it is they can lie to you 50 times in a row, and then all of a sudden, if you kind of like the next lie, you'll believe it. You know, and yeah. It's like, oh, well, I believe them this time. No. They've already established themselves as liars.
Yeah.
That, you know, so understand that. You know, look at the fruit. I mean, everything can go back to the Word of God if you allow it to. You know, and the trouble is, you know, I think of my mom. You know, I mean, because my mom, she doesn't want to believe anybody would purposely deceive her or lie to her, you know? And she's one of those that would ask that stupid question, well, why would they do that? Even though I've told her why they would do that. It always comes back, well, why would they do that? You know, and our society, and on a whole,
is that way.
That's how they are.
They truly are. They've been told, you know, that everybody thinks the way you do. You know, everybody just wants to get ahead. They... You know, if you know, and nobody wants to hurt anybody. Everybody loves God, and God loves everybody. And so, you know, that's just how everybody is. And it's like, you know, everybody's not a sheep. It's as simple as
that. Well, it's really different mentalities, because, you know, I mean, I can sit down and watch the news, and, you know, I'll look at everything with a word of caution and don't believe any of it. Take it in for maybe consideration, but...
Right.
You know, on the other hand, you have people that sit down and watch that and believe every single thing that they put on that television.
Yeah.
And I mean, they take it to the gospel. Well, you know, this and I think that you know, that's what, you know, that, and that's really, as you know, what we've got as a society of people. They're really that locked into believing it.
Absolutely.
Just like you were talking about people that, you know, your mother can't, you know, she just can't believe that somebody would lie to her. I was dealing with some people last week that, you know, it was a lady here in town, and she had lost her father, and there was people that were coming, and they were trying to steal from her father, from her, basically. She had, her and her brother had inherited stuff, and, you know, her brother was there, and he was just time and time. I just can't imagine that somebody would do that. I just can't see where somebody could do that. I just can't believe that they would just come and try to take something if it wasn't theirs. And I mean, it was just like, you know, you couldn't get through to him. Nobody could get through to him. And just that mentality was locked into his thinking, just thinking that everybody was good. Nobody would lie to him.
And what Pastor Peters used to say, they don't call it TV programming for nothing.
Right. And see, our enemies have understood that. You know, we're a visual people. And the term seeing is believing. I'll believe it when I see it. Well, our enemy knows that. They've put that into our thought processes. And so when they are able to present sin on the television as being okay, then the people think it's okay. You know, it started out with the smoking. It's not that it's a sin, but it's unhealthy for you. But, and then it went to the adultery and divorce that you know, Hollywood has always been big on. But that's how they presented that and got that accepted to our people. And it's just grown from there. And one of the latest is the homosexual issue. It's on, not that we watch the TVs, but, you know, you read and hear and see that it's on. They've got these filthy perverts in most of the programming, on the news, on all this stuff, and it's just to get you comfortable with it, But it's a sin. It breaks God's law, but the people are okay with it because they see it on TV. Well, it must be okay. Let's go to a caller. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, it's Tom in Missouri.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
How we doing?
Doing well. Doing well.
Awesome. Yeah, I was just thinking about Putin. He's been in the center of power since before the supposed fall of communism. He was one of Gorbachev's right-hand men. He was second in command next to Yeltsin, who was supposedly the first leader after communism fell. So he's pretty much been in the center of power for getting close to 25 years. So he's nothing new. He knows what he's doing. It's just funny to watch our press try to put the white hat on what we're doing and the black hat on what they're doing. It's just the same old thing over and over again. I think Pastor heard a message this past week where he was talking about the showing the man behind the curtain, kind of the
Wizard of Oz,
out the Wizard of Oz type stuff. And once you start to see that, it becomes pretty obvious.
Yes. Good point. It is that, yeah, and that ties in with, you know, what our news people put out, you know, oh, that they're doing this and they're doing that. And you know, when you look back even in our history, you know, the last 10, 12 presidents we've had, has there been a dime's worth of difference? You know, you'll see the people now how they praise Reagan and they praise Bush. Oh, if we just had the Bushes, you know, and all this stuff. And, you know, they forget that it was under those regimes that the Patriot Act was passed, mm-hmm. you know, and,
right.
and you know, heavy gun control under Republican presidents and Republican Congresses. And oh, how fast they forget. Because, again, they believe what they're told now. Oh, we need to have the Bushes back. We need to have Reagan back. We need these other things.
That's yeah, and the snowball started back then.
Oh, yeah.
It was just littler yeah. then. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, people don't want to think. If you think, you might be responsible for your actions. And God forbid anyone in this country is responsible for anything anymore. And I just think that's what it boils down to. People just want to be. They want to be told what to do, how to do it. That, you know, whatever you want to do is okay as long as you give your money to this church and pay your taxes, then you can just go ahead and do whatever you want, and we'll tell you what to think about everything. Don't worry about it.
Good point.
Yeah, make it easy. Man, have a good morning. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, that reminds me of the prophet Micaiah, where the king, like, is talking to Jehoshaphat, and he's saying, well, there is one guy, there's one prophet of Israel that will tell you the truth, but I hate that guy. I mean, he actually says that. I hate him, you know.
But he knew.
Yeah.
He knew. He just didn't like it.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know, we find there's so many.
They didn't want to hear.
That are, and it's like that today. And it was like that 5 years ago. It was like that 10 years ago. You know, I can remember the pastor saying those, you know, very similar things. You know, the people know. Some of the people do anyway. They just don't. They don't want it.
Yeah, they don't want to hear.
They don't want that response. They don't want to take that responsibility. You know, for some it's just overwhelming. But for some, they just know. Let me, you know, like the three monkeys. Let me not hear no evil. I don't want to see no evil. I'm not gonna. They think they're not gonna speak any evil. We'll just get along.
Go to a coffee shop where all the men are griping about, which happens a lot at coffee shops. Men get together and they gripe about what's going on, you know. Well, as soon as you start bringing in things that they could actually maybe do, or maybe they're kind of the part of the problem and the cause, instead of, boy, it shuts it down. Everybody, I got to go to work. I mean, it's just...
Well, that's why the king hates the prophet.
Yeah.
You know, and the men hate the prophet.
Yeah.
Because he puts truth out. And the truth hurts. Got a song the pastor did a few years ago. I remember this. I'm sure you all do. And we'll be right back after this. Got the phone lines open. We've got a few more minutes left here. 307-745-5913. We'll be back right after this.
Sin is a terrible thing, and it makes a
fiery ring.
Well, we'll just come back to this.
Fuel.
This is from our old very first Circuit Riding Preacher Songbook. And this is actually Stephen Spaulding. I got an old set of CDs in here, so.
Oh, well. I remember when the pastor recorded this and recorded it there at the church, and we played it, I think, one Sunday. Yeah, yeah. I think we did. And anyway, I've got it. We've got it. I'll have to get a new set of CDs from Paul or something, because I know I've got the pastor doing that, because I remember we recorded it and just did kind of a dry run to start, and it was pretty good. I thought it was. Oh, well. Well, we are starting to run out of time here, but we got about 10 minutes left, and time for another call or two. 307-745-5913 if you do want to call in. And again, we do want to invite you to come to church tomorrow. We do have many out there that join us on Sunday morning by just turning on the computer and gathering around the computer screen. And that's at scripturesforamerica.org. And you can come there starting at 10 o'clock on Sunday morning. Click on the live video stream, and we'll have a start out with a review of the news for you. And then you'll see John there with a welcome, and he always has some interesting graphics and kind of things that are going on of the day. And so I think you'll find it interesting tomorrow if you do that. And Shannon and I will have a few good songs for us. And I think, Kyle, you up for communion tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
All right. So Kyle will have a communion message for us tomorrow, and then we'll certainly have a classic message from Pastor Peter. So join us at church tomorrow. Don't forsake the fellowship. And tune in and join us. And if you don't have a good internet connection, we do record the two-hour program, and we make it available on what we call DVD Church. And we mail hundreds out, make copies, and mail them out on Monday in the mail. And so if maybe you don't have a good internet connection and you'd still like to have the church service, you can write to us or email us or call us and ask for the DVD Church, and we'll be glad to send that to you. Well, good morning, caller. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Hey, boys, this is Guy again. I just wanted to ask you a question. Wasn't Connecticut and Massachusetts and all that area, in that area, where the Puritans first set up shop in this country?
Well, you know, that definitely was where, you know, parts of where the country was settled. You know, right next door to Connecticut, in I think there's a little place, I think it's called Massachusetts. And I think that...
Well, you know, I was reading in the Light and the Glory about this one guy, I can't tell you where it's at, but he said, when did the virtue of America begin, where did it start to go away? And he mentions right there in that area about the Puritans had gained so much wealth and prosperity because of their worshiping God. And then they got spoiled rotten. And this business with the guns and all that business, and all of the mystique of the area itself. What made me think of that is, like God said, judgment starts at the house of God. So in this country, the house of God was first established in New England, as far as I know. And then goofballs out of the South that they call the Bible Belt, that there, I think, is just another lie that's been propagated. And because the power structure of our government, our economy, and education is right over there. And those things, under, if you're a faithful servant of God, are going to work out just great. And so the people that sold us out first is them folks up there, and then the business of the house of God, and people say in the South, and the hurricanes, tornadoes, there may be something to that, but I'm just wondering about this business with New England and the way it's all, they got Wall Street up there and so on. Just something I had crossed my mind, okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Guy.
Yeah, I think that's how it always works, actually. I mean, even you take something as small as a home, when it falls apart, it falls apart from the top. It's because something they did different than when it was successful, or a business. A business will fall apart at the top. Yeah, there can be, you know, things down the line that need to be straightened out here and there, but it's at the top where things fall, and it's the same with this, a country or a city. I mean, they start falling apart at the top because they leave God, you know. And judgment does begin at the house of the Lord, and people better get ready. They think they are the house of the Lord, and there's not going to be anything happen to them for they're not going to reap what they sow. Let's put it that way. No, when it starts, it's going to begin. There's going to be a house cleaning. I mean, boy, you know, I'm trying to work on myself to get myself ready, and you know, I know all of us here want all of the remnant to get ready. I mean, that's what it's all about, is get ready. You know?
Yeah. Yes, be ready. Be ready. Well, folks, thanks again for joining us for coffee this morning. And if you have a question or something, you'd like to contact us and you didn't get to call in, our address is Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766, La Porte, Colorado, 80535. And our website, we gave it out earlier, but it's scripturesforamerica.org. And there's a ton of free reading material there if you want to take a look. Maybe you just tuned in and heard us and you want to know what are these guys talking about? Who are these guys? Well, you can go there to the website, scripturesforamerica.org. You can read about Pastor Peters and the ministry that he founded over 33, 35 years ago. And there's a ton of information there. And then remember that our network website is sfawbn.com. That's sfawbn.com. And these programs are archived there. And the complete broadcasting schedule can be found there as well. Our shortwave broadcasting schedule and the when we play what programs, and when the programs are played again. And we do thank you, the remnant, for making all that possible, because it's only possible because the remnant out there support us with their prayers and also with their tithes and offerings. And so we do thank you for that. Well, we'll go out with this song. It's one of the pastor's favorites. And we'll see you in church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and free together, make them hells and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever, God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, stake high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more,
stake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, head them off, move them out, head them off, snake high.
Ride them more, snake hide.
Moving, 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 though they're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hide. My heart's calculating,
barking will be waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, head them off, big high.